EA Stream. What?
It's only a game.
It's only a game.
Why you have to be mad?
Let's not get mad, everybody. Let's get glad. Let's watch some upcoming games from EA in this podcast.
Yes. Last week we had the PlayStation 5 future of gaming thing going on. This week there's a EA Play Live thing going on.
EA Play.
We pushed our podcast back so that we didn't have both, because this was one of the big things of the week that was going to be going on that we wanted to cover. So, welcome everybody.
Welcome.
Glad you could join us.
I'm ready to watch. It's going to be exciting. We're about 18 minutes out.
Yep. Nope, we are missing more. Calvin. No Calvin, no Shane, nothing like that in this. Us three right now. Rick looks relatively dark. He is fixing it. So he can be bright and pale.
Fix it, Rick! Oh, way better.
So, EA, I imagine there'll be sports in this.
Some.
I'm not huge on sports, but the sports always look really good.
I'm not huge on either, but what I am huge on is Star Wars Squadrons.
Yes.
I want to see some stuff from that.
There's supposed to be some Squadron stuff in here, supposedly, which
would
be really
cool. Any other Star Wars stuff, too, would be good.
Sure. That would be good as well.
Yep.
I would love to see Mass Effect remade on the Switch.
Ooh, on the Switch.
I'd love to play it on the Switch.
Okay. And also...
GTA.
Some Sims.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. The Sims, okay.
Speaking of that, I better pause my music that was playing. Okay.
Yeah, pause your music, Aaron. Unprofessional.
But there's a few things hopefully that they will be announcing. Star Wars is one of the big ones for me that I really want to see.
Yeah.
Just to see either A, what new games they have coming down the way, or what more stuff we have from Squadrons, because that I don't think they showed us any gameplay, right? They showed
us, if you look at some of the screens, they could be gameplay, or at least like an intro to a level or something. But most of it was just a cinematic.
So that'd be good. I'm excited for that.
And to let you guys know, you will be able to watch the stream along with us.
Yep.
So you won't have to have two things open.
Yep, we'll be watching it together live right here. What else? Oh, yeah, we have a sponsor for today's stream, and it is Manscaped.com. Now, for those of you that don't know what Manscaped.com is, it's a website where you can get some interesting products, mostly to get hair off your groin. Aaron?
Yes, they do. They have that as well as many other things. Lawnmower 3.0 is the newest one they have for hair removal, but then they also have stuff like the reviver and the things for reviving and preserving and stuff like that, which is how to keep the area nice and good.
Aaron, why don't you show them what it can do?
I don't think I can show that on Twitch, Rick.
You tell me?
Oh, you mean this?
Yeah. Look at those arms. Look how clean they are. Now, go back and watch previous streams or YouTube videos, and the Robin Williams-like arms that Aaron sprouts, they're gone now. All right, it worked. Now, you're going to see some really fun, interesting videos pop up as we roll out more of our new sponsor. But we had a lot of fun this week. I mean, this is podcast, technically. Best things of the week was filming Manscaped ads for me. So those have been a lot of fun.
But yeah, so if you go to manscaped.com, you can find you can go there, use the code BLINDWAVE, you get 20% off of the order, as well as for shipping anywhere.
Yeah, free shipping.
Mm-hmm. So yes. So
anyway, just go over there and just check it out, and then if they ever ask, like, well, how'd you get here? Tell them BLINDWAVE sent you. We're just trying it out, seeing if it's something that, you know. We've had a lot of sponsors in the past kind of be like, you guys want to do something? We're like, nah, that's not really for us. But Manscaped came along, we're like...
And they were defer us.
They were defer us. So anyway, you can use that code for 20% off and free shipping for products over there. So anyway, we got a hype train going on now.
No, it's ending. Well, it's ending, Eric.
I want to say thank you for everybody that contributed to that. Very, very welcome.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you for everyone joining in early as we get ready for the EA Live stream. It says that it will be starting in 14 minutes.
14 minutes.
So we shall see what we get from there. I don't have any super big expectations except for Star Wars for me, but I don't know. EA's been hit and miss for me on various things. Mm-hmm. So I'll see what we have. Maybe they'll surprise me.
Yep.
So, but more recently they had, not EA, but we had Pokemon stuff coming out. with the Pokemon Snap reveal. Mm-hmm. And then there's also some new stuff coming from that. There's also Pokemon Smile.
Yeah, you were telling me about that today. That seems interesting for children.
Yeah, we'll have to have Calvin stream that maybe later this week.
Yeah? He's been having a lot of work done. I don't know if we want to be messing around in there.
So, but no, that's an interesting concept for a game where you brush your teeth and play a game. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a. I think there's another one of those streaming next Wednesday, mm-hmm. which I don't know if we're going to be covering that or not, but possibly they're supposed to be announcing some new Pokemon stuff then as well. So,
yeah.
I haven't heard of any other big things. I haven't heard of like a Microsoft one or anything yet. So, we shall see.
Yeah,
if you we'll guys see. Hear of anything, maybe tweet us, let us know. Or if you're in the chat now, comments of YouTube, any of that kind of stuff, let us know as well there. Maybe we'll try to pick it up, stream it, or at least check it out, talk about it, and all that kind of stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
But,
what's some other stuff that we heard? We heard today, Rick, that Cyberpunk has been delayed.
Indeed.
Again.
Yeah. Which is not surprising, to be honest. I expected it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of games I need to play.
Yeah.
So having that pushed off, I'm completely okay with. Because I want to finish Final Fantasy VII Remake on stream, and then I want to stream Deadly Premonition 2 after mm-hmm. that. So I'd like to have enough time to beat that.
Sure.
In between as well.
Hey, it goes back to the old saying that good games are never finished. They're just let go. They're released. Right?
Something's close.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't do games.
Does not always apply. See Duke Nukem Forever.
True. And as I learned this week, Half-Life. As I finished my journey of Half-Life 2, both in the Half-Life 2 proper, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 2 Episode 2, and if it sounds like I was meant to finish that sentence, it's because there's nothing else and I'm left unfulfilled.
No. Welcome to the club.
I hear lots of people are, so.
Yeah.
No, it was funny because Rick was like, Aaron, have you finished episode 2 of Half-Life 2? I'm like, I haven't finished any of those games, Rick. And he was like, all right, Eric, vaguely, what'd you think of the end? You know, like, well.
Like, I have a hole in my heart that I didn't realize was there, Rick.
I am not fulfilled, so. But we did have Calvin start Last of Us recently, and then Eric's going to be starting Last of Us 2 here this Saturday.
Saturday. Actually, going to be starting a little early and going a little later. So I'm going to be starting like at noonish.
And so my streams are moving to Saturdays. So next Saturday, I'm going to be entering the Shinra building in Final Fantasy VII Remake. And that is the end game.
Yeah, so I'll be starting the Last of Us 2 on Saturday. And then I'll be doing it again on Wednesday. Calvin is going to be moving his Last of Us stream, Last of Us 1, to Tuesday, and Rick will be doing Final Fantasy on Saturday. So make sure you remember all those things. I know it's very simple, but some people will forget.
Also, I believe I'm going to be having an extra stream on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The new Pokemon DLC just came out. I've been talking with the Pokemon people about like how long it is, and I think I might be able to beat it in one stream. So rather than doing Pokemonday, which I really want to do, I don't think for one stream I want to switch anything up, so I'm still going to have Dark Souls on Monday.
Gotcha.
And I think I'm going to try to throw in an extra Sunday stream to try to play some Pokemon.
So you're going
to
have a Poke Sunday.
Poke Sunday?
A Poke Sun and Moon Day.
Ah. Yeah, but that was the old one.
Yeah. I'm trying to do something with it. I mean, we're moving all these things and have not done any puns.
Well, no. I always try to do good puns, but...
Yeah. Okay, what else are we looking forward to? Like, we have a chat here. Chat, what are you guys looking forward to in terms of EA? Is there anything that you're looking forward specifically, or is it just kind of a loose, like, I want to see Star Wars things, or I want sports, or what else does EA do?
I saw someone say, like, why does Rick have two headsets on?
They do now, Dragon Age.
It's similar to the same reasoning as to why some people have two glasses on their head at any given point. It's for different uses at different times, so.
Or you can go with old Ben Franklin, just use bifocals.
Yeah, but they're different. You ever seen that one guy from, like, Ace Ventura? And, like, it was in the animated show. He's, like, calling him four eyes, six
Aaron,
eyes, and stuff like
I'm
that.
Sorry. I gotta interrupt. That is the deepest of references. That one guy from Ace Ventura cartoon.
Yeah, the cartoon. It's like, hey, I can't go that deep eyes. With you.
That's ridiculous.
You never seen it?
It's like, you ever see that one Jackie Chan move that he does? Oh, which one? That's in the cartoon. Oh. That's not one of his moves. Well, went too deep. Like, I love that part in Aladdin. Season 3, episode 1. Oh, sorry.
They only have one season, I think.
Melanie really enjoyed Dragon Age, right? Did she ever play the other ones?
I think she did one in the prequel, but she never played two. Even though I bought her two for the PS4, I think it was, right? Is that how? There's Dragon Age 1, Inquisition, right? That was the newest one?
Yes.
That was the one that I know she didn't play, but I think she played one in Origins.
Origins was one.
But what was the one that was like a prequel to that one?
There was a DLC called Awakenings.
Maybe that's what it was. I can't remember.
There's been an awakening.
I remember her playing through especially the first one a lot. But I never played any of the Mass Effects. I didn't really play any of the Dragon Ages.
I played 1 and 2 of Dragon Age, which I liked quite a bit, both of them.
Tell you what, though, if there is any kind of Mass Effect thing, I've never played Mass Effect, so if there was some kind of like re-release or update or on a new console, I might do that. That'd be fun.
Me too.
That'd be cool to do on like stream. Never played it.
But you got Last of Us 2 coming.
I mean, it'd probably be out. Probably a bit.
Could be.
Something, you know?
Pokemon was like, hey guys, Pokemon Smile's out right now!
Yeah, play right now! Brush your teeth!
The Mass Effect games aren't long enough for my streams, unfortunately.
Yeah, right?
They're too short.
Gotcha.
If Rick isn't playing a game that's at least 80 hours that you gotta put into it.
Yeah. It's ironic, that's how much he loves those games, and the ability to get lost is so great, yet you finish.
I do.
So, that'd be fun.
Alright.
What else, though? EA, I mean, you know, whenever I would watch, like, the old E3 EA things, I expect to sit there and be like, yep, that looks like soccer. You know, FIFA, gotcha. Get that game. All right. What we got next? And then they went crazy this year and gave us Jedi Fallen Order, and that was amazing. Mm-hmm. I loved that game, and it was fantastic to have another Star Wars single-player experience.
Yeah,
I played
really
through
good.
It all twice. Once on stream, once by myself. So I loved that.
No. Yeah, that one was really good. I don't know if they'd show anything because there's supposed to be a sequel for that. I don't know if they'll show anything for that or not.
Yeah.
It's
been in development for a little bit, and they did confirm that it was going to be part of a franchise, meaning like we might be getting
like a
couple
trilogy
more, you know?
Or something like that. That could be interesting. We might also get maybe like a new Battlefield. I'm trying to think of when the last Battlefield came out. That usually came out every 1 to 2 years, so it's probably due time for a new Battlefield.
Yeah, let's see. Battlefront 2, they did confirm, or at least they released, like, this is the last update we're giving out for Battlefront 2, and we can take them at their word, or you do some kind of surprise thing and throw it out there for fans. Talking some Ahsoka. Ahsoka needs some love in Battlefront 2. I mean, I don't know how you don't have her in there.
Yeah.
You know?
They did just release a remake of Command and Conquer's as well, so maybe they'll remake a few of those.
EA did?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, right? I mean, they own the license to Command & Conquer.
No, yeah, I think I remember something about Command & Conquer having some re-releases or remakes that was in the works or being finished up or something like that. I remember something about that. All right, we got about 5 minutes till we're ready to go.
I tried to look up, like, EA franchises, and one of the first results is 20 video game franchises EA has ruined.
they do get some hate. Some justified, some hilarious, but a little over the top, but they get some hate. But, I mean, you know, in terms of the products that I played before the hate that I saw and after, I mean, I had a great, fantastic time with Fallen Order, so. And then I've enjoyed a lot of Battlefront 2 on our streams, so.
Yeah. And I know they got a lot of hate early on, but I think it got pretty... It got much better towards the middle to the end of what they were releasing, you know?
They own Road Rash, Wing Commander, Dead Space, and the Ultimate series.
Dead Space was really good, and then it just kind of ended. And then it's done. That was a game that I'm like, damn it, what's happening next? And we're never going to get an answer.
Yeah.
Except that company... I don't think it's around anymore. Because like EA was behind it, but the actual like development team or something was disbanded, or I forget what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Valve's still around, right? Like, they could make another game.
Yeah.
But they just don't.
Yeah.
Like, you have Half-Life Alyx. So, I don't know. It'd be good to have more of that, but I doubt it.
Maybe some Apex Legends stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do like a... I mean, just maybe more DLC stuff. Like that, I feel that they're going to keep that going like they do with Fortnite. They just have different seasons, some new characters coming out here and there. What was the... wasn't there a... I'm trying to think of BioWare. Because BioWare did Mass Effect. They did...
KOTOR.
KOTOR. Like,
Dragon Age.
I can't imagine another KOTOR going on right now. But some Star Wars something would be really cool.
Yeah.
There was that, like...
All I'll say is that Darth Revan came out in Black Series, and his Darth Revan lightsaber Black Series is coming out. And usually you want to do that kind of thing to tie into something else elsewhere in the franchise. Or it's just so damn popular because those games were so great, we'll never see them again.
Yeah. There was another BioWare game that did not do well. I remember the jetpacks and stuff like that in it. I can't remember what it was called. I never played it.
Apex?
No.
What's it called?
I think it starts with an A.
Anthem.
Anthem.
Yeah.
So.
See, I don't play a lot of games, but I remember that. I don't know why.
So, I don't know if that was very good. Well, I heard it wasn't very good. I don't know if they've ever changed anything with it, if they do any more with it or what, but.
Rick, I don't know what you did to me, but I am so orange right now.
I thought I fixed me. Oh, no.
No, look at me. I'm on the sun.
It fucked up you, but it fixed me.
And Aaron is not. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'm Miss Orange now.
Why is it doing both of us?
There we go.
Oh, no. Oh, look. All right, hang on. I'll fix it.
Tell you what, what it does to you is nothing compared to what it does to me.
Yeah, right.
I have walked on the surface of the sun.
That's not the sun, Eric. The sun would be so much worse.
1987. I'm being born. I'm doing a Dr. Manhattan thing. He walked on the surface of the sun. You gotta pay attention.
You did.
Don't look at me like that, Ace Ventura cartoon reference.
Yeah, mine was related.
Mine's Watchmen.
So? All right. We got 2 minutes, guys. We're about to have it start. I'm
going to
get my headphones. I wonder if there's anything, music or anything playing on this.
Sure.
There's so many people in the chat on this channel. Just going so quick.
Yeah, it goes pretty crazy. I have mine turned off. It's too much. Too much stimulus. Before we get started, we're 2 minutes out. Once again, we are sponsored here by Manscaped.com. You guys can see in the corner here. We're gonna have some other videos pop up. Another video pop up tomorrow to really explain what it is. But we thought it'd be fun to have a sponsor that we can really believe in. So if you want to believe in it too, believe it. You can go to manscaped.com, use the code word BlindWave, and get 20% off and free international shipping. And I think you also get two gifts if you get the perfect package, which is a product over at manscaped.com. Aaron, do you have a perfect package?
I do now, thanks to Manscaped. All right, guys, we're in the last 60 seconds before EA Play Live is going to be going live. So I'm excited to get some squadrons here. That's my number one thing. I really want to see what they have to show for that. Maybe
can you
some
make
more
it
Star Wars
full
stuff.
Screen?
But we will be getting there. All right. Make sure you're on Discord and everything good, Eric, so I can hear you and hear the...
Yep, I should be good, and I should be able to hear the stream. And remember, guys, you don't need to also have the stream open. You can just watch it right here with us. I believe that... Let's see. I don't know what I was going to say. Hopefully this pops up. Do we have any idea how long it's going to be, this EA Play Live?
No, I don't know.
Can you make it full screen, Aaron?
Do what, Rick? I can't hear
you. Can you make it full screen?
I can't do anything with it, Rick. It's not live yet.
Yeah, it's not live yet.
Oh, I gotcha. Okie dokie.
It will begin shortly, though.
Yep, 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 yep.
But once it's live, I'll be making it full screen so you guys can see everything. So,
Ninjak says, it's going to be 80 hours or Rick won't watch. Just like his games. Probably about an hour or so. So we'll be watching it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards. So make sure you stick around. And if you're a person that has come to the Blind Wave Twitch stream and you've never been here, we're Blind Wave. We're a YouTube channel. We sometimes watch streams like this for stuff like EA. We did Sony PlayStation last week, but we also do a lot of Let's Plays and a lot of interesting stuff here on Twitch. So consider following us.
Yes. All right.
I do have some questions, but I don't know if we have time for them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, here we go. We're in the last 2 minutes. It has a countdown timer now.
Oh, okay. Does it?
And some music.
Oh, does it? Ooh, I see it now. Okay, I gotcha.
Turn down that music a little bit.
Ooh. Okay. Aaron, what is going to be the absolute shock of the stream? Go.
A brand new really good expansion for Star Wars The Old Republic.
For the MMO?
Yeah, wouldn't that be a shock to me?
That would be a shock. I thought that was done. Or dead. But
it's still on.
Still on?
Yeah, it's not gone yet. So, I mean, I would be surprised with that. But probably be the biggest shock. I'm like, oh, damn.
Sure.
What's this?
My prediction is a volleyball game with every EA character across the franchises brought together.
I mean, I don't think they have that many.
My prediction is no
damn
DLC
it, Rick, I cannot
2020.
Hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Right. Where's your Discord mic?
What? Right here.
Switch headsets.
They can hear you, but we can't hear you. I'm sorry, everybody. Volleyball Smash. Yes, that's what I... If there's not in there, I'll be disappointed.
Like, you get Shepard, and you get Bastila.
Revan. Yeah.
You get Morgana and... I want to say Arthur or something like that, which are main characters from Dragon Age. Was it Arthur? Some with an A. It wasn't Arthur. Al something. I don't know what his name was. I forget.
Maybe Cal Kestis. I can hear you now. How about Cal Kestis from Jedi Fallen Order?
So just Star Wars characters in a volleyball game? That's all you want?
You make that sound like it's stupid. All right, we're getting ready to start.
All right,
everybody. Let's get into it.
You're going to show Grand Theft Auto, Eric.
Yes. I know it's not EA.
Alistair, like, that was it. Alistair, yes, that's what it was.
Hello and welcome everyone to EA Play 2020.
Hello, Andrew Wilson. Over the next 45 you think this is a real person being so filmed, or is it CG?
Yeah, I'm not falling for any Calvin's really bullshit. This is a fake guy.
And a lot of news to share.
All right.
But before we get into the show, I'd like to take just a minute here. I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to first responders, medical staff, and essential personnel. This has certainly been a challenging year. From natural disasters like the bushfires in my home country
a crazy
to
year.
The devastating COVID-19 pandemic, these brave heroes are working to keep us safe and healthy at every turn. I also want to thank our teams for their amazing dedication while working.
And the bushfires feels like it was years ago.
What we've been able to achieve is nothing short of inspirational. We are also deeply thankful to all of you, our players. Even when we've had to stay physically apart, billions of you are using games to come together, to play, and do amazing things for each other. You've shown why this is truly the greatest form of entertainment on the planet. This is also a critical time for the movement to end racism and racial injustice in this world. Black lives matter, and there is much to be done to drive real and meaningful change. A couple of weeks ago, we shared some actions that Electronic Arts is taking.
EA.
We will not rest on this. It's a long-term commitment. We're here for players of every color, background, religion, and personal preference. We will continue to build strong representation in our games, and we are focused on making our communities fun, inclusive, and positive places to play. We also have real work to do to bring greater diversity into our company, and we are committed to doing that work. Today, we're here because of the power of games. Games bring us together. They can make our lives better. They can teach us. They can provide escape and self-expression. And most of all, games can be fun. All of us at Electronic Arts believe in that, and it's why we're excited to get up every morning to make great experiences for all of you. So thanks for being here with us. And now, let's get into some games.
All right.
Games can be fun.
It can be, and they can also be terrible and
what's
a bunch
up,
of work.
What's up, everybody? I'm Greg Miller, and welcome to
Greg
EA
Miller.
Play. We had an
up,
incredible
Greg?
Show in L.A. playing.
You sound surprised.
Huge stage
he used to be on IGN,
giant
right?
Monitors. I was going to fly
and now he's kind of funny?
I was going to land the X-Wing on stage. I was going to set off a bunch of fireworks. Then what? T-shirt cannon. Bam. Shooting out game consoles. Then Carol Baskin. Some tigers. That last part
Carol
was all
Baskin,
me.
That
then,
bitch.
Because of circumstances beyond our control, we had to
They're
come
make
up
a Tiger
with
King
something
game.
A little different. Instead of L.A.,
I'd
I'm in my hometown of San
Telltales.
Francisco, but we still
Tiger
have the
King.
What's that, Jane? No tigers. So you lied. Well, all right. I'm being told there are no tigers, but whatever. We're still going to bring you the EA Play you know and love. Huge surprises, big announcements, incredible reveals, and never-before-seen gameplay. Coming up over the next hour, we've got game reveals galore.
All right, an hour.
Premiere trailers of new titles, some old favorites making a comeback, a look at a new way Star Wars fans can live out their greatest fantasies this year.
You don't need to hype me up, man. I'm already here. Just show me the stuff.
Ready. I'm ready.
Because today, you can win thousands of Steam codes for more than a dozen great EA games on Steam. Throughout the show, keep an eye out for discreetly placed golden letters.
I have a golden letter. Okay.
Write them down as they appear, and at the end of the show, we'll tell you where you can enter that secret code for a chance to win free games on Steam.
Make sure you guys are paying attention to this, because it is the clue for the next reaction poll.
Let's see some games.
And you're going to need to play this. Okay?
We partnered with EA.
We did.
For the poll.
It's Apex Legends time.
Pay attention.
This took a long time to get to work.
You got a free one. E.
What is this? Anyone want to take me out? There's Apex. It's all Apex, okay.
Okay, Apex Legends Season 5.
Hey, Apex fans, the battle just keeps getting bigger. Thanks to you, Apex Legends is coming off its most successful, most epic season yet, and we're just getting started. Season 4 saw more of you jumping into the fight than ever before, and you've kept that amazing momentum going forward, making Season 5 the biggest and best start to a season ever. Took out an enemy.
You guys played this at all since we streamed it?
We hope you've been enjoying Season 5.
I have not.
Favor,
I never played it. Did you play it, Aaron?
Which has seen the introduction
Apex?
Of our latest
Yeah,
legend,
have you played
MOBA?
It since the stream?
Yeah, I played
a
it a few times.
A major map change to King's Canyon. Rest in peace, Skulltown. An all-new ranked series and a ton of quality of life updates. But it's about to get even better. Today, I'm here to tell you about what's coming next to Season 5 with our latest collection event, Lost Treasures. Take a look.
Lost Treasures.
I bury you here. No one will ever know. You'll just be gone.
Aaron, is your stream quality a little low?
Looking at it.
Explore. You might have it set to auto.
They risk everything.
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, it is.
Fortune.
Good job, Aaron.
I don't know.
Have you find what they're looking
for? I was just noticing it too.
But if they survive, they might walk away with lost treasures.
That's a hell of a mustache. Aaron, go for that.
Look at his eye.
You look good in that mustache.
Mobile respawn beacon here.
Mobile respawn beacon.
My sinuses are firing again. Check yourself or wreck yourself.
Hey, thanks. I owe you one.
Guns? Who needs guns? I don't need guns.
Oh, okay.
I know what I'm looking for. I won't walk away without it. Don't attach it, Goya.
I got skeleton,
okay.
Dude.
Yeah, the skeleton is pretty cool.
As you just saw, the Lost Treasures collection event brings with it a ton of great content, including a new limited time mode, Armed and Dangerous Evolved. It's the return of a fan favorite, snipers and shotties only, but with a twist.
Sending out my decoy.
All armor is evil armor, and we're removing all of the respawn beacons across the entire map. Don't worry though, you'll still be able to bring back your teammates with the help of a new item, the mobile respawn beacon.
Okay, that makes more
sense. You have one of these in your inventory at the start of each match, giving you the power to choose when, and more importantly, where you bring your teammates back into the battle. Lost Treasures also introduces a new town takeover, Crypto's Map Room, which gives players a closer look at what motivates this drone-wielding hacker. And of course, the Lost Treasures collection delivers a bunch of exclusive content you can earn by completing challenges, as well as all new event-exclusive cosmetic items,
that was a cool
and the introduction of your boy Mirage's heirloom, which is fittingly a trophy of himself.
Excited to see you all in the ring. Don't worry, there's plenty of me's to go around.
And the best part is you don't have to wait that long. Lost Treasures drops on Tuesday, June 23rd. And that's not all, Apex fans. The battle is expanding.
This Tuesday.
That's right. This fall, okay. We're bringing Apex Legends to Steam. And I know you're hoping, wondering, praying. So before you ask...
Interesting.
Yeah. Crossplay is coming to Apex this fall.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's been one of the biggest requests we get, and we're thrilled to finally deliver it to our fans. What am I forgetting? Oh, yeah, one last thing. Let's make it official.
I'm kind of surprised.
The Switch. There it is.
Nintendo here at Respawn. Nice. And we are incredibly excited to be bringing Apex Legends to the Switch this fall. And we'll share more details in the months ahead. So that means you'll be able to squad up no matter where
That's
you
cool.
and your friends prefer to play. Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, or on the PC via Origin and Steam.
Cool stuff.
We're throwing out a lifeline and healing the divide between the
players. I love crossplay stuff. Like, that's
on
great.
On behalf of the entire Apex team, we want to thank our incredible community. Your passion for the game is truly inspiring. We look forward to seeing you all in the arena. And don't forget, check out Lost Treasures on June 23rd.
Whoa, oh man,
so do you think like the player base was dying out and that's why they're putting it on Steam now? Or I wonder what the business reason for that is.
We had a really good time here.
Oh, you dropped it.
I mean, there's a lot of games after a while, rather than just being on Origin, are also on Steam, and there's also some things that are only on Origin,
everyone.
So I don't know.
One thing I admire about Apex Legends is its commitment to having such a diverse range.
Did you finish making us yet?
At The Sims, we've always believed representation
I've only
and diversity
made us,
in games
us three.
Is critically important. Perhaps now
I was quite
ever.
Handsome. I appreciate
it's
you.
Difficult
they better
to put
be adding a kilt, damn it.
Just how meaningful it can be to see yourself reflected in the games you play. So, here to tell you in their own words are a few members of our Sims community.
It's a very interesting thing to explain.
It feels empowering, actually, and very moving.
It really taught me a lot, the importance of just, like, keeping relationships good with people.
It's probably, like, the only place where I was open.
They get to see my personality first before seeing my disability, I guess you could say.
Hmm.
I found myself to be the only black child in my school. I was discriminated, I was bullied. My skin tone, my height, and my teeth.
First realized that I was trans, and I was like praying to God to undo it. I have this world where I can express myself and be myself.
Where I come from, who I am, the color of my skin, you know, who I'm attracted to, let any of that get in the way. It was no barriers.
No matter where I was or what I was going through, I had my safe place.
This is plausible. This is a future you can have.
It was almost like I was peeking into the future and I didn't know it at the time, but it gave me hope.
It gave me a sense of hope that I could build a life that looked like that.
When I see people
Sims
play Sims,
like
they're usually like cruel gods.
Eventually becomes.
Yeah.
I got more comfortable with my character.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I never removed the ladder out of a pool.
I never saw you give me hope in The Sims, Aaron.
I never got to play yet.
To express myself,
I play to make a difference.
I play to feel good about myself.
I play to have confidence.
To have me
to
time.
Fuel my creativity.
It's more than just a game. It's creating your life.
Okay. I mean, I get what they're going for here, but that seemed kind of weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, games are escapism, but you shouldn't be living in games.
As you just saw, there are so many reasons why I am proud to be part of the Sims global community. We want The Sims to be a place of unity and hope. A place where you can be your authentic self and build your vision for our shared world. A place to imagine what's possible. To our Simmers, thank you for everything you've done to make your communities virtual and real a better place. Now, I know some of you tuned in.
I feel like we did that
Sims
in Predator
games,
Wild
and we'll
Hunt.
Have plenty to share as the summer goes on, but we do have one announcement.
We made
for
it what we wanted.
We'll be welcoming players on a whole new platform as The Sims 4 arrives on Steam today. Take a look.
Some foreign steam. Okay.
I haven't played Sims since the first one. I never even played any of the DLC. I did put a fair number of hours into the first one, though.
I mean, 4's got a lot, and there's a lot of DLCs for 4. Like, so many.
Yeah. They got puppies and kitties, and puppy shirt vests.
So, yeah, and
all
mermaids.
Right, I'm in.
And
wizards.
Potter.
Is that Harry Potter? Yeah. They have Harry Potter?
Well, Wizard World.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Here's the Vampire shit. World one.
Ah! Ah!
I didn't know that one.
What? What the hell's happened? I was pressing D on my keyboard. I'm sorry, chat. I didn't hit send.
There's a Baby Yoda.
There was a Baby Yoda.
Can you play as a Baby
Yoda?
What
Alex
if you identify as a Baby
team,
Yoda?
And joining me today from our community team is Freeman.
Hey, folks. Yes, we're here to tell you that it's not just The Sims 4 arriving on Steam today. Five more great EA games, including Titanfall 2, A Way Out, and Dead Space 3, are all playable right this second.
And when EA Access arrives on Steam this fall, you can get all those great titles and a ton more with your membership.
You can also expect to see our new releases on Steam too. One of the first arrived just a short while ago with full mod support via Steamworks.
The critics love it, and we know you will too. This is Command & Conquer Remastered.
Nice. Here we go.
Yeah, I really need to pick this up and play it.
Oh, this looks cool. I'm a sucker for those old graphics, man.
I love that they kept like all the launchers and stuff too, the way they look. And they kept the FMV, baby.
Space.
Yes. Available now.
And Steam isn't the only platform getting some love. We'll be bringing games to more platforms than ever.
You can expect 7 new games coming to Switch in the next 12 months.
Switch.
Including Burnout Paradise coming tomorrow.
Burnout.
And Apex Legends later this year.
It's one of the only racing games I like.
And we're bringing crossplay to many of your favorite games.
I'll have to try it out.
It's
only going to be on the Switch.
Starting with Need for Speed Heat and continuing with some new titles being revealed later in the show.
It's all about giving you the freedom to play what you want, where you want, and with who you want. It's about playing together.
Absolutely. Now, let's reveal some more games. Over to you, Greg.
Quick reminder to keep an eye out for those special golden letters hidden throughout the show. They could appear anywhere, and I mean anywhere, so keep your
He's
eyes
terrible open. At this hint.
Write the letters down as
game.
They appear.
Isn't that what we paid him for?
He needs to come to me
to
and get schooled.
You'll be able to enter for a chance to win one of more than a dozen great games on Steam. So stay tuned and find out where to enter the code at the end of the show. Now, if you follow my content at all, then you know there's nothing I love more than buffalo wings and discovering inventive new games.
He's got me.
Well, I don't have any buffalo wings, but I do have something just as tasty. Over the past couple of years, EA has partnered with the amazing studios like Haze Light and Zoink to give us such creative titles as A Way Out and Fae. Here to explain how they do it are a few of the talented developers working on the next wave of EA Originals.
Are we going to get another Way Out?
Maybe.
Sometimes you just have this great idea of a game, but it can be really hard to do it on your own. We wanted space for our studio's creativity to flow free so that we could try unconventional approaches to solving new ideas. There are times where you've got to like break past your own sort of mental blocks, even if that meant building a whole new kind of game.
I gotta say, I like this animation.
I really like it too.
I wish they did this for everything. I wish Greg was nothing. Like this.
And I mean nothing comes into the game if it doesn't follow the vision. We can really push our ideas further and bigger than we first imagined.
Hey Aaron,
let's find
I don't think people
magic.
Are real.
And now for a deeper dive
into what the developers are working
on, we turn our spotlight
Damn it,
on
Eric.
Three studios.
Taking all the fun away.
I'm sorry. It kind of looks like he's in front of outhouses like porta potties. I'm sorry. P, porta potty.
Don't say it out loud, Eric. People are going to realize Expanse.
Please welcome Joseph Ferris.
I love the brother's tale of two sons. Way Out was pretty good as well.
Okay, can
you and Shane played that.
We did.
Okay. The Oscars, you know? The Oscars! You!
No apologies there. Yeah, I know I'm cocky. I can't help it, man. I was born in Beirut, 1977. I lived there 10 years. It was civil war, and there was a lot of bad stuff happening there. We tried to move 5 times to Sweden. The 5th time they let us in. And that's lucky for Sweden, because I've given Sweden a lot, you know. My 3rd movie is Zozo. It's basically about my life when I came to Sweden when I was young. I've done 5 feature movies and now I've done 3 games. And it's way hard to make a game. It's almost like the audience have control of the pacing of the story, while in movies it's being paced for you. In video games, there's so much to be explored from a storytelling perspective because of the interactivity. There are some studios out there that are making games that have good stories, but they pretty much have one mechanic they like reuse all the time. The designers and the story writers are kind of like doing 2 different games. That's why I founded Hazelight, to keep pushing the boundaries of what is possible in games. That's what game number 3 from Hazelight is all about.
Game number 3.
Action.
It takes two.
The new game, It Takes Two, is a co-op action-adventure platformer that will blow your f***ing mind away.
I like platformers.
I like this guy.
Cody, May, that's the parents, and then Rose, the little daughter. So Cody and May are about to separate. Rose doesn't want them to divorce. So she creates 2 dolls out of wood and clay, and these dolls magically come alive, and you actually controls both Cody and May. And you could say you're almost controlling their emotions. You're almost playing their emotions. There's even levels where we're actually making a mechanic for their emotions. So again, marrying the story and the mechanics. And I think for the players, that's gonna feel very new, different, and unique. They haven't played anything like this before. It Takes Two is a crazy roller coaster ride that doesn't really have an ending. It has an ending, but that ending is that the roller coaster crashes and you fly into the sky.
Brothers Tale of Two Sons definitely does an amazing job of mixing gameplay and story.
And then maybe
you
get back to
a way out a little less so.
That's the best way to describe it. It Takes Two, actually.
Okay.
But I'm intrigued.
Wow, that was the best way to describe it. All right, Joseph, we love you so much. Thank you. Keep it up over there. F*** the Oscars. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep this Originals train rolling. And let's stay in Sweden. Of course, I'm a fan of both their delicious red
I'm guessing his film didn't get nominated for an Oscar.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Klaus and Olaf from Zoink Games.
Eric, this isn't Death Note.
E-A-P-L.
Thanks, Greg. Welcome to Gothenburg and, well, my home. Unfortunately,
I want to win the game.
Any Swedish fish, but we do have some exciting news for you about our latest game. At Zoink, we've always been driven by love of rich visual storytelling and creating strange worlds that people can escape to. The weirder, the better. And I think my friend Olaf would agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And for our next game,
dude, that is some commitment with that hair.
A little darker.
That's awesome. I love that.
Fairy tale. But starting
with
the mood
that.
And some paintings,
is it a mohawk?
Into this
like, what's it called?
Eerie, strange world that feels like something out of a beautiful, twisted dream. And that's the world of Random.
Lost in Random is the story of Even, a little girl with a big heart and an even bigger temper. After a horrible
moment
that changes her life, she embarks on a dangerous journey through the world of Random. But fortunately, she's not alone. Just like I have Olaf, Even also has a crazy little weird friend thing with her.
Along her journey,
weird
Even
friend
discovers
thing.
Dicey, a playful, loyal, almost puppy-like
it's
Dicey.
It's Dicey. Oh,
it's Dicey, okay.
Gives her the power to really change things in the Kingdom of Random. Despite the name, in Even's world, randomness is feared, and a dark force controls every aspect of life, from where you live to how you act or what your favorite color is. It's a coming-of-age story set against the backdrop of a mysterious world, but it holds a modern message that's really relevant to our world right now.
I think we can all relate to the desire to try and control the chaos around us. With Dicey's help, though, Even learns the power in doing just the opposite. Embrace the randomness, accept the uncertainties in life, and you'll be surprised how far it takes you.
Imagine if you could change the course of life with a roll of a dice. What would you do? Play it safe or trust in yourself and take a chance? We can't wait for you to play and find out.
We're still a long ways from launch, but we hope you will join Even and Dicey on their journey next year.
I like the concept.
Until then, please enjoy this first look at Lost in Random.
Welcome to Random.
All right, world premiere, let's see it. Everything's made out of clay.
The world of random bends with the roll of one dice.
One?
A dice that has ruled this kingdom for generations.
Definitely like a Tim Burton look to some of the people in the background.
The fates, yeah,
of people just like you. But what if I told you there is another dice?
Die!
With the power to change everything. Now, my friend, it's your turn to roll, to play the odds, and break the curse of random.
I really like the stop motion quality to the animation.
Well, well.
I like it. It looks cool.
You can't have the sweet without the sour.
It's like, yeah, you said Tim Burton, like Nightmare Before Christmas kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, Dicey. They should be scared of us. Right?
Interesting. I hate that they called a single die dice.
Really?
Maybe
cool.
It was a
that
set.
Hey!
In
random in man. Embracing
it was a what?
Randomness. I feel like I live that every day in my life.
Like a set. Maybe it was like,
you
a set of dice.
You didn't know that.
Well, they called him Dicey, so call him Dicey. I'm like, okay, well, I can kind of get behind calling him Dicey. But
off a whole lot sooner,
I think it should have just been
away,
like a
Kevin
die.
That was nice.
At Final Strike Games, our team of experienced industry veterans have worked on incredible multiplayer franchises. We are passionately focused on making great multiplayer games. That's why I am incredibly excited to announce that we have partnered with the talented team at EA to release our first ever title, Rocket Arena.
Rocket Arena.
As you'll see, we stay loyal to the name of the game.
See this before?
It's a rockets-only shooter that allows players to get into the action quickly and stay in the fight.
Vaguely familiar with the characters.
We wanted Rocket Arena to be an awesome, competitive experience to play with friends. I think you're going to love what we've got in store for you. Here is the all-new trailer of Rocket Arena. Enjoy.
Rockets away!
Let's kick this into gear.
No, not what I...
The trophy will soon be mine.
Have you ever wondered why life is so good on Crater? Sure, we've got the beautiful beaches.
Cannonball!
Quality public transportation. And exotic destinations.
Another victory.
The people are courteous and friendly.
Jolly good for me.
And, I like that guy.
Always happy.
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Ooh.
British Sam Elliott.
Jolly good for me. Jolly good,
sir. Like some pretty neat movement options.
Grappling hook. I love grappling hooks.
Grappling hook. One of them did like an air dash.
I like that guy too. He's got a pterodactyl flying him around.
Three v three action.
Talk about razzle
dazzle. So you're trying to knock them out of the arena?
Maybe.
Not like
Smash
damage,
Brothers.
Though. Could be interesting.
It's like a 3D shooter Smash Brothers game.
I'm here to rock it.
Okay, it was like Ezra. Sorry.
I'm having a blast.
So guys, it like
me.
Looks nothing like you.
Rocket Arena. Okay.
So as you just saw, rockets are obviously awesome to blast all over the place. But in order to come out on top, there's a lot to master. You'll have a range of rocket-powered abilities to blast opponents out of the arena, and an arsenal of evasive moves. Rocket jump, rocket climb, and dodge to avoid getting knocked out yourself. Don't worry though, you're never out of the action for long. Even when you're out, you'll fly right back into the fray.
But you get
You'll
points.
Also be able to really customize your own unique look and playstyle. Each of the 10 heroes available at launch have their own rocket-powered abilities. And as you play, you'll discover items that allow you to further refine each of your heroes' playstyles. Plus, every character has 100 levels of progression that unlock new cosmetics and rewards. All that and much more when Rocket Arena arrives on July 14th. And there's plenty more content to come in our first season, which begins just 2 weeks after launch on July 28th, and brings with it a Blast Pass and a ton of free content, including new maps, in-game events, and a new playable character. Rocket Arena is a game meant to be played with friends, regardless of platform. That's why we're thrilled to announce cross-play support right from the start.
Cool.
That's good. That's a good idea.
So grab your friends, regardless of their platform, and get ready to blast off with Rocket Arena on July 14th on PlayStation, Xbox, Origin, and Steam. And we'll be sharing more gameplay right after the show with the help of some great content creators. So check us out on YouTube at the link below. See you in the arena.
Wow, that
looks
great.
Be fun.
And hopefully you've all been keeping track of the golden letters hidden throughout the show and nearly cracked the code. Here's a hint. It's not Kanye.
Keep an eye
out for the last couple of letters, and then at the end of the show, we'll reveal where you need to go to enter the code at a chance to win some great games on Steam. Now, from the future of Rocket Warfare, we
head
to a different kind of battle. It's the real reason I didn't get any sleep last night, and I thought you heard sleigh bells, that's because it might as well be Christmas in June. It's finally time to talk Star Wars Squadrons. Now, okay,
here we go.
I promise you, we are going to get a first look at some brand new game
For 20 minutes.
But first, for anyone who doesn't fully grasp why I'm so excited, earlier this week, EA and Lucasfilm dropped a trailer that literally
Harrison
gave me
Dula,
all the feels,
Wedge
chills,
I
joy,
loved it.
Excitement, and then more chills on top of that.
All right.
Take a look.
We're watching the trailer we already watched.
Damn engine footage. Yes, Captain.
Gameplay, please,
please.
Makes history.
Five pilots.
I love that Trando.
Also, I hope that they sell like a flight stick that's modeled after the one in the X-Wing.
That would be cool.
What, the one in the TIE Fighter?
What that?
Man, anytime those just come out of anything, it's great.
It looks so cool.
Although I'm sure their ship scanner's already picked it up. So they're not surprised.
Okay, what we got?
Wow. The 8-year-old and all of us is celebrating and excited. The 37-year-old man on this couch is excited. Ladies and gentlemen, for the second year in a row, I have the honor and privilege of helping introduce a new Star Wars title. And here, to put the hype in hyperdrive, is none other than Motive's creative director, Ian Fraser. Hello, Ian!
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Happy to actually get to show this to people.
I bet. Now,
he's got Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition books behind him.
I'm told you are quite the Star Wars fan.
Rick is in love.
A long time. How long
I was
going to
like the Star Wars helmets.
I've been a Star Wars fan for
Jedi
pretty much
Fallen
my
Order.
Whole life. I don't even remember the first time
Solo.
I saw the movies. And as a kid, there was a lot of different parts of Star Wars I loved. One of them was being a pilot, that idea of climbing into an X-Wing or a TIE Fighter. So, you know, I played all the flight games in the 90s, and I got pretty obsessive about them. I'd pause, meticulously draw the insides of the cockpits and stuff. And actually, I dug up some of those
That's
drawings
so cool.
from my parents' attic
That is awesome. Look at that.
We're showing them right now to the world. This strikes me as above and beyond the normal level of Star Wars fandom.
I think at Motive you'll find that quite a few people have that level of Star Wars fandom. When we started this project, I talked to a lot of people as they joined the team, and a lot of them had similar kinds of stories of things they'd done as kids. One of them even built a functional cockpit in his garage.
Wow.
Wait, functional?
On another level. How do you guys go from
What do you mean
being
functional?
Did you compress the buttons? It did something, Rick. He didn't say it flew. I don't know.
I think that fandom, just love of Star Wars, has provided
the
really
He was missing the engine,
for
but the cockpit worked.
Well, on top of that, the team at Motive got a lot of experience working with Star Wars when they worked on Battlefront 2. And when Battlefront 2 wrapped up, there was a really small group of us that were really into particularly the pilot experience within Star Wars. And we wanted to make something new, something that really went all in on that part of the fantasy. And so we did kind of a grassroots initiative, or started a little passion project, and that ramped up into eventually what is the game we're going to show you today.
Show me.
You talk about
TIE Interceptor.
Your passion for this, your nostalgia for Star Wars flight games of the past. How do you
honor that, but make something brand new.
It's been interesting. You know, we're trying to kind of pull from that spiritual heritage of many different games in that time period. At the same time, we want to do something that feels fresh and new for fans today. And so what we've tried to look at is sort of the spiritual core of what I think are the best of the Star Wars flight games of the past. And what they did that I love is that they made that part of the universe
TIE Fighter,
real. X-Wing. The level of depth and detail that they show in the ships, the way that you control them, is something that I remember fondly from my childhood, and it's something that we're trying to do very much with Squadrons. You know, in real life, being a pilot is hard. It takes skill. And that's something that you'll see throughout the game. You know, as you start off playing, it's pretty straightforward. Fly around, shoot your lasers. But as you get deeper into it, you start learning how to divert energy from your lasers to your engines.
That's
how
those three
shields from the front.
That's those three sets of lights.
Cover your butt in a dogfight. Or at the higher levels of skill, you can do really crazy stuff. Like you can boost your engines, fly ahead, cut them off, whip around 180 and shoot a missile off your own tail while drifting backwards. Like real ace pilot stuff. And that's really where we have a lot of fun with the game.
I want to do that.
Sounds pretty
good. I want to learn how to do that. I understand the nuts and bolts of how to play it. Is there a single player story? Is there a multiplayer mode? What are we getting into?
It's actually some of both. So the game starts with a brand new single player story, takes
Hell
place
yeah.
a little bit after Return of the Jedi, and it has kind of a unique dual perspective approach to it. So when the game starts, you're going to create two pilots. You create a
That's
new Republic
cool.
pilot and an Imperial pilot, and you're going to alternate between their perspectives mission to mission over the course of the
story. I like
story.
That idea.
You're going to meet a diverse cast of characters along the way, and also a few familiar faces.
Yeah.
Now, when you're done with that story, and you've played maybe a bit in the practice range, you say, hey, I want to try multiplayer. We want to make it really easy for you to hop online with your friends and play competitive space battles at that point.
Yes.
And so we've done a lot to try to reduce the barriers, to make it as easy as possible for you to play with your friends. And so I'm happy to say
sweet.
We fully support cross-play. You could be on
cross-play.
PS4, yeah. Xbox One, PC. You could be playing on a traditional display or in VR, which... Fun fact, the entire game supports VR from beginning to end. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
But regardless of how you're playing, which platform, they can all play together. Just hook up with your friend, connect, have an awesome space battle.
You just Death Starred my mind, man. Like, that's awesome. That is, the big question, when can people actually play it?
Not too long, actually. Star Wars Squadron is
October 2nd.
October
Sweet.
2nd.
Okay.
Oh, you're like
okay,
a little bit ahead of
me,
Eric.
At all.
You're spoiling me.
I thought you were going to leave me on a teaser
right.
there.
I'm going to pause.
I appreciate that.
And I'm
the
pause.
The next big ask I have on behalf of everybody watching, I'm sure, who came here for one specific reason, can we see some
yes!
gameplay of it? Can we see any gameplay of it?
Absolutely. I kind of figured
they
you might
showing it.
On behalf of everyone at Motive and the team at Lucasfilm, I am very happy to show you the world's first look at gameplay of Star Wars Squadrons.
All right.
Enjoy.
We get, right. we get. I'm so excited. Represents game in development.
The second Death Star is gone, but the Imperial fleet is still a threat.
Oh,
Squadron. Let's make history.
This is it, Titan Squadron. Everything
Titan
we've done
Squadron.
Has led to this. Finish those Vanguard scum.
No.
This is Star Wars Squadron. Earn Ooh. Your wings in a single-player story spanning two factions.
All stations! Fire on that ship!
And master multiplayer battles as a squadron of five.
The cockpit looks pretty cool.
The entire game
that looks
I'm
cool.
in the cockpit right now. What are you talking about?
This is the definitive Star Wars pilot experience.
Come on. Oh, shit! I like it. Dang it.
You'll begin your career in a single player story.
Welcome to Titan Squadron.
Where you'll play as two combat pilots, flying for both the Empire and the New Republic.
Dude.
You'll experience
Man, look at the
this
cockpit.
World through your
There's
cockpit.
So much.
The instrumentation in front of you provides critical feedback about power management, targeting, and shield.
Sweet.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
With a squadron of diverse characters at your side. Your
getting Wing Commander flashbacks.
Challenging missions.
Dude,
oh, did you see that drift?
Yeah.
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 Para!
Welcome to the Nadiri Dockyard.
One of my spies has linked the attacks with the New Republic Starhawk Project.
The story of the two pilots you play
stick together
will shape the balance of power in the galaxy.
Get ready!
Let him have it.
That,
to take
that looks
the fight
good.
Online, you'll need flight time with all eight ships.
Spiders are the most flexible and versatile, able to handle any situation.
Interceptors,
are fast and highly maneuverable.
Is it eight ships? Bombers, Y-wings are going to be next, right?
Starfighters.
That was kind of fun.
Support ships.
U-wing in the TIE Reaper?
And stocked up. As well as disrupting enemy fighters.
Ooh, look at that drift.
Whoa, that was amazing. That's so cool. There's the bomber.
Are the heavy hitters, able to deal devastating damage.
The good old maneuverable Y-wing.
Starfighters.
If you've got a preferred component, you need something customized. I'll take
what's the other four? Oh, wait, I guess it's just four of each of those slightly different factions.
Starfighters, simply by playing the game. From cosmetics.
Hello, Ewok.
That alter how your ship. I wish you can get a pork. It's alive in there.
And survive.
They're on you. I'll deal with it.
You can
depending
on your squadron's strategy.
Can't do that in Battlefront 2.
No, you can't.
In Star Wars Squadron's multiplayer modes.
Dogfight mode.
First up, dogfights.
Oh, that red smoke looks great.
5v5.
This hard five, that was the best.
Fine-tune your loadouts to work as a team.
Moving in on the enemy.
Utilize components like tractor beams,
turrets,
and mines.
Cool.
To slow down your opponents or set up your squad mates for the kill.
Wow.
Rebels unlocked.
For teams looking for an even greater challenge, it's time to prove yourself in Star Wars Squadron's signature mode.
Fleet battles.
There's a Lobot.
Are multi-stage conflicts. Whether playing
multi-stage
solo or with friends, you'll have the option to compete against other players or AI as a squadron of five.
Don't worry, I got him for you.
Meet your team in the social hub to solidify strategy, coordinate loadouts, and prepare for takeoff. First, push the front line by winning the dogfight in the center of the map. Next, attack or defend two medium-sized capital ships.
Okay.
We've lost our capital ships.
And finally, the ultimate goal. Target and destroy the subsystems of your opponent's massive flagship and take it down. At each phase, your squadron either pushes the line forward or falls back to defend.
Pretty awesome. Are they going to have a Death Star at some point, though?
Choice of how to play.
And they are destroyed, though.
Yeah, there'd be no Death Star.
Damn it. I want to do a Death Star run.
Stay together, strike quickly.
Look at
that. I love that drift move.
I do too. I hope it's hard.
Take your shot.
We need to hurry.
Oh shit, that was good.
Damn, so quick.
Is the key to victory.
Making my attack run now.
Let's make this count.
Dude, VR with this would be crazy.
It'd be nuts.
Is Star Wars Squadrons. Join the galaxy's finest and make your mark.
You are the hope of this galaxy.
All right, that looks fun.
That looks pretty amazing.
I think it's perfect. 515, we could have a squad, a blind wave squad.
We
could. Squadron.
You guys got to fly with us.
You guys, I'll be fine. I just got to not use this side.
What the hell?
What's up, everyone? It's your boy Lamar Jackson. I'm excited to be a part of the EA Sports family and to be you guys' new Madden cover athlete. I can't wait to show you guys what we have in store for you this season.
This is EA a football Sports player.
Next level.
I don't know.
We're probably going to the EA Sports section.
We feel it.
EA Sports.
This is when I wish Shane was here.
It's inevitable.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Not afraid to hit or get hit.
This game is.
I wonder how long that story machine is gonna be.
I don't know. I like the idea of going back and forth though.
In the multiplayer, in the fleets.
Well, I mean, it's like X-Wing and TIE Fighter, but those were two separate games.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Score that goal, and you're a hero.
History carves your name. You know what it sounds like? 60,000 people
singing your song.
I can't
can't live without that feeling.
Timmy Bones. I wonder what could bring me back into sports games.
I feel football in my heart.
Maybe a sumo game.
I feel it in my hands.
Sumo?
Because I used to play Madden. I played like Madden 2001 or 2003 to death. I played
Madden on the 64.
I played a lot of, I used to play like Game Day 95. I want that.
NBA NFL Street, Blitz. Is that what it's called?
NFL Blitz, baby. I love that game.
Mm-hmm. Played quite a few baseball games over the years. The Bigs for PS3.
I don't want to feel it all. I played an NBA game. NBA Live, maybe, or something like that. It's not around anymore, I think.
There you go, Eric.
EA.com. EA Sports. It's in the game.
Now. That's a lot to look forward to, but there's more. Here to tell us about the future of gaming is EA's Chief Studio Officer, Laura Miele.
Thanks, Greg, and thanks, Lamar. Welcome to the EA Sports family. There are great things to come from EA Sports for all of you, and that's just the beginning. As you've seen throughout the show today, our electronic artists are working hard to bring you more of the games that you want to play. Games like Star Wars Squadrons, Apex Legends, and Command & Conquer.
Mm-hmm.
These games all exist because of you. Your voices are heard and we are acting on your feedback. Now we've talked a lot about all the exciting games you'll be playing this year, but our studios are working even further out, creating new experiences, new stories, new gameplay.
I think feedback led to Star Wars Squadrons
being
created.
By new console technology. And we're so excited about what's
There's been a lot of people being like, man, I want a new Star Wars flight sim, but I get you, I guess.
Maybe. I'm excited.
If anything, Battlefront 2 players told them no. We do not like that.
I wanted
and
it.
This time is no different. Our studios are taking their crazy ambitious ideas and making them real. Criterion is known for how their games feel. From superior physics to nuanced details of gameplay, this team hand curates the moment-to-moment experience.
Criterion's a burnout, people.
Year, that looks really good.
Seamless immersion, which will get you into the race in a matter of seconds. BioWare imagines and creates worlds where you become the hero of your own story. And we're using this next generation of technology to make those fantasy worlds your reality. For every console generation, DICE sets the bar for excellence in audio and visual
game?
Presentation. We are creating epic battles at a scale and fidelity unlike anything you've experienced before.
Dang.
At Motive, we are working on a highly ambitious and innovative new game that puts the power and creativity in your hands.
What's this?
And it's an experience that would have been impossible without next-gen technology.
Okay, that looks interesting.
What's going on? What are they doing?
This is just the beginning of the things we are working on, and there is so much more to come. The future of EA Studios is not just about new technology. It's about you, your voices, your ideas. We want to be where you come to play. We want to make games for everyone. So please keep giving us your feedback and let's build the future together. On behalf of all of our studios, thank you for joining us today. But before we sign off, there's just one more game we would love to share.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Darren, over to you.
Cousin Darren.
Thank you. So the moment is here. We finally get to say, we're back. We're doing it.
Skate's
happening. We're rolling.
Skate.
We secretly got together. It's the beginning. The Skate evolution continues. We've been waiting years, honestly, to make the right game at the right time with the right idea. And really, really pleased to say that we're here. It is really early, but it takes a little while to find Cuz or wake him up.
Dude, harsh. Still, we've got
I got hyped when I heard about Tony Hawk coming back.
This is
but
just the beginning.
That's why they're announcing this, because they heard Tony Hawk coming
back. We got to get this going.
We got to do a skate game now. Hurry up.
We want to thank you for your passion, your patience, and all the support that you've shown us to get to this point.
The comments.
It's amazing. We cannot believe you commented this into existence. Amazing. Skate changed my life. Thank you so much. Skate forever.
Guys, we did it. We brought back Skate. Thank you to EA. Thank you to Cuz. Thank you to Darren. Thank you to you. Thank you to me. I can't believe.
Good job, Eric.
I'm so happy in my
heart. Surprised you saw it.
Is this what exercise feels like? Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe it. Before we go, because I love you guys, here are the last letters of the secret code. If you think you've got the complete code, go to player.gg/EA and enter for a chance to win one of thousands of free games sponsored by player.gg. You can find the official rules and everything
Aaron,
else
what are you
over
doing?
At player.gg/EA.
Now, right now, player.gg.
This has been an amazing experience, an amazing opportunity for all of us all over the world to come together and celebrate gaming. Thank you for being part of EA Play. Until next time, I'll see you online, and it's been my pleasure to serve you.
Is that it?
This game seemed interesting, but there wasn't any actual gameplay.
They had two like contradicting messages in this. Like in the beginning, it was like we make games from our visions and the games we want to make, the games we dream of. And then the second half was like we make the games that the fans want, and all these are made because of fan feedback and everything. It seemed like very contradictory.
Yeah, I get you. They don't have to be mutually exclusive, but it does. It is a little of a dichotomy, but yeah, interesting. I'm assuming that is it.
All right,
because
I think
it
so.
Has freeze. So, I mean, I absolutely loved the squadrons part, and that looks so fun. And I got little else.
No, yeah, no, I totally understand the.
Yeah.
I mean, for like the first half hour, I felt like we didn't even see. It was like when the PS5 was there, and they were like, "Hey guys, GTA 5!" Like, well, everyone that wanted the GTA 5 has played.
Sure.
But okay, cool. You know, we're excited that there's going to be more to that, I guess. But this was like, guys, Sims, thank you, community, and all that kind of stuff. And they tossed in some other stuff. It's like, well, these are all games that we've seen and we know. But then we started getting into like, oh, Squadrons, cool, good. But then like...
Well, I think it's because we're in like a transition time, right? So, you know, they're having all this development stuff for the next generation consoles, but those aren't far enough long to be able to show anything. So they're kind of scrambling to have stuff to show at this point, I feel like.
That's true, and there's nothing to say in the quarantine of everything, how much that delayed or messed up them actually being able to show anything. Because they did spend a lot of time talking rather than like showing a whole lot. So it could be that too. But what I saw of Squadrons looked great. I'm super excited for that.
I had heard that if E3 was going to happen this year, they were going to have a live demo of Squadrons playable. So we didn't get to go to EA and experience that, but it looked pretty fantastic. And when you consider it's going to be a $40 game, like it's not going to be like the most expansive AAA title you're going to see, but it looks like it.
Has the price for it been confirmed?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that Rocket game, too. I think that's a really cool
Rocket
concept.
Arena.
Huh?
Rocket Arena?
Yeah. I like games that take games to their like core components. So like taking a multiplayer shooter and stripping it down to one weapon type, I think is really interesting. And I also like the idea of instead of having a health pool, having a Smash Brothers style thing where you're trying to eject people from the play field.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, you're trying to stay in the match rather than dying because you ran out of health.
Yeah. And the designer and the team that made Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons and A Way Out, like... For as much as games have evolved over time, one way they haven't is integrating story and gameplay. Like, there's been very few people who are able to do that well. I think Hideo Kojima does that well.
Well, even then, like, usually you get, like, here's the gameplay, and now we get story.
Yeah.
And then now you get gameplay, and now you get story.
But I think Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons did it absolutely fantastically, and I'm curious to see how he pushes that further. Or, I mean, not just him, but his team in general.
Very true. Skate was... They didn't show anything. They just announced that Skate's coming, so...
I feel like I played Skate once and generally liking it, but I never really got into it. But a lot of people in the chat were very excited whenever
I played a demo of the first one.
Gotcha.
Back in the day, and that's as much as I ever played. Yeah. I really loved the Tony Hawk games, but Skate seemed... a little step beyond kind of what I was looking for in those kind of games. But maybe my taste has changed now. I'm curious to see what they come up with.
And the only other one I think they really showed was the random world, the lost world of, what was it, Lost and Random?
Mm-hmm.
Which I like the art style of it. Like, it's cool to have different art styles. And number one is like when things get older, like that quality stays the same because it has that special art style to it. I'm interested to see how it plays, I guess, more so. It had a little bit of like a third person.
Yeah, it looked like a third person action game where she was like Kratos style, swing the dice around, trying to hit enemies and stuff, which mm-hmm. isn't very interesting. But the idea of like being able to utilize randomness
yeah.
and having that affect the world and the gameplay could be very interesting.
So, besides that, I feel like that's about all they really showed. They talk about Sims, they showed sports, which those are things that are going on, but I can't imagine there's too much.
It's the only really sports you can play right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But with those sports, it's just like, well, there's going to be new ones. You know,
well, and I mean, from what I understand, like, a lot of the sports games are, like, iterative, right? Like, they come out every year. So there's really only so much that they can do in terms
of. I figured that the DLC, like, era would have changed that, but it seems like it still just comes out every year, you know? Like, you could play the same, like, you know, NFL game and just keep DLC adding to it, you know, every year. I don't know if they do that or not.
Yeah.
But I imagine you could cut down with the sheer amount of games every year by doing that. I mean, hell, GTA 4 has been out for how many generations now? 3, you know? Still adding things to it.
But why not do both, Eric?
Yeah, which makes more money.
So, but no, nothing really that we saw from BioWare. There was a mention that something that they're working on, the stuff that they showed, like that dude in the car, like those looked great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that's a lot of next-gen stuff that we'll see maybe next year, or maybe will be announced in... I mean, that's the thing, too. Some of that stuff could be things like, hey, we have some cool stuff we could show you, but maybe they're going to be exclusives for Microsoft, which I was told that Microsoft's having their own thing next month.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe it's some kind of exclusive stuff for PlayStation, and they're going to be showing it, not EA. So there's always that kind of line too, where it's like, well, Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo can kind of show the cool stuff they want to show, whereas maybe some of these companies are limited on what they can show. So I don't know, we'll see. Maybe there'll be some like next gen stuff we'll see when they're talking about the new Xbox.
To be honest, the most surprising thing for me in the stream is all these games coming to Steam.
Sure.
Like, I thought that there was like a hard line that they were trying to push their own platform, and either the platform is failing and they need another outlet to be able to sell these games, or maybe they've reached some sort of partnership with Steam. I'm not exactly sure what the plan there is, but
I mean it could be a mixture of it. I mean, the idea of releasing only on one console, I mean, you're going to have lower sales than if you were to release on all consoles, but maybe they're starting to look more at the exclusivity idea of like, hey, if you really want this game, it's going to be available first here, and then we will let it go to other places. That way you just get more people wanting it. Because even though it's PC, if you just have an Origin, you're going to have less people buying it than if you had it on Origin and Steam and, you know, wherever else.
Yeah.
But Epic Games have been doing that where, like, they're getting exclusivity on, like, Borderlands or, you know, whatever the game is for a little bit, and then it will go somewhere else afterwards.
Shenmue 3.
Yes. So there's that kind of stuff going on. Maybe they're just thinking about that and like, hey, we can make more money if we let it go other places and it's not just here. So I don't know. We'll see.
And there seemed to be an emphasis at least on a couple of those games to promote crossplay as well. So. Yeah,
which is good. And I'm glad that they also talk about some of their games having crossplay from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Like Squadrons. So.
Yes.
And some stuff coming to Switch too. Like EA hasn't had a particularly pronounced presence on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a bunch of their stuff is coming over. And like I said at the start of the stream, I hope some remakes of some classic games come that way too.
Yeah.
So I can get a chance to play them. Because, I mean, for me, the Switch is the most convenient console to play. Because you can just play it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, all things being equal, I'd prefer to play things on PC. But sometimes it's just easier to play things on the Switch.
It's hard to carry your computer everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for years, working at the help desk.
So... All right. Well, you guys have anything else? I feel like that's most of what they showed.
I think that's it.
It wasn't too much.
We have a few questions redeemed.
Okay.
Do you want to read those out real quick?
Yeah, we can open those up. Eric, while I open those, you want to tell them about the sponsor real quick?
Yes. If you look down at the bottom right of the screen right now, you'll see that we do have a new sponsor. It is Manscaped.com for all of your groin grooming needs. Now, they don't just do groin grooming, but they specialize in groin grooming. All right, they got the new Lawnmower 3.0. It is water resistant. It is it helps with, you know, nicks and cuts. You don't get those. All right, we shaved a lot this week. You'll learn more in a video being coming out tomorrow. But yeah, it's pretty cool. And right now there is a deal. If you go over there and you get, you know, just look around, you know, just go to the website, look around if there's anything that you're interested in. If you want to get it, you can use code word BlindWave. You can get 20% off. You can get free shipping, both domestic and international. And it comes with two free gifts if you use the
Aaron, show your arms.
BlindWave. Aaron's arms and are super duper duper smooth.
Are you allowed to show your belly on stream?
I don't know.
Is that an okay thing?
I think it's okay. But we're making a judgment call.
But Melanie,
Aaron, show what the Lawnmower 3.0 is capable of. We should have saved this for the Nintendo stream. Okay, you can put that away now. But there is no Nintendo stream as of right now. Yeah, if you want that kind of magic, that kind of Triforce power, go to manscaped.com, code word BlindWave, 20% off. Free international shipping and two free gifts. Okay, we're kind of experimenting with, you know, being able to have a sponsor like this, and we only will allow a sponsor on the channel if we really believe in it. As you can see from Aaron's tummy, believe it.
Yeah, believe it.
I love plugging. That's so great.
All right, some questions we had was. One was about our streams coming up. I will be having an extra stream Sunday for Pokemon, and Rick will be doing next Saturday. We'll be taking Final Fantasy VII to that. Eric, this Saturday, will be starting Last of Us 2.
Woo!
One question in chat has been, why, Aaron, why? And it was because Melanie was helping me, and that's what she decided to do. There's also a question is if we will be doing a live reaction to the DC Universe Home Con thing. I don't know what that is. I'm not
DC familiar. Universe what?
Home Con. Thing.
Home Con thing?
Yeah.
Apparently they're having an online convention, would be my guess.
Oh, a convention. Okay.
I don't know anything about it, so I have to look up and see what's going on there. But yeah, we'll have to find out.
We'll have to look that up.
Plagueis wants to know when Rick's going to be traveling over to help them do hints properly.
They just need to ask. I probably will be traveling right now, but yeah. I'm happy to get on to a Discord call with them and set them straight.
Gotcha.
All right. Question here from Diego says, with the PS5 and Xbox Series X coming with new tech and more realism and visuals, how many generations of consoles or years do you think we will have until we get real-life visual levels?
I thought we were there in the Sony press conference, but...
Well, I mean, the uncanny valley is unknowably deep and wide, and you never, you know, humans are just, they look at other faces all the time, so faces are the hardest thing to get right. And like keyframe animation in movies is almost there, being able to do that in a game engine is still going to be pretty difficult. So I'm going to say like two or three more generations.
The one guy they showed looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But then the car one, I was like, wait, are those game cars? Yeah. And then they did the thing like the game cars?
Yeah. It's just
I thought it was real.
We're really good at looking at other people's faces and like subtly and subconsciously. You know that whenever someone's moving their mouth and talking, you got little twitches happening at their eyes.
Like right now,
your
ears. CGI, I can tell.
Exactly.
At you.
Like I get really flush. You know, sometimes flushing doesn't really happen in games like
you're
this.
You're not
ready
enough.
Exactly. I'm not red enough. I am pure CGI right now. So we'll see when we get there, but at least one, possibly like three. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I feel like the gap gets like smaller and smaller each generation, but who knows? We'll see.
And then the last one here really is from Al Hussein, who says Del Rey Star Wars seemed to confirm Imperial Commander of who it was.
Okay, Del Rey is the books. So, Del Rey has, like, Alphabet Squadron going on right now and some other interesting characters. So, with them bringing, like, a Star Wars Rebels character in there, that'd be awesome.
They're saying the game seems to tie with Alphabet Squadron's novels.
Okay.
What do you think of that move? And they do say who the commander is. Do we want to say that?
You can say it.
Rey Sloane.
Okay, Sloane. I've heard of Sloane. I kind of have like an outside perspective of Alphabet Squadron because I haven't focused on reading any Expanded Universe books right now, only because we want to save that for inevitably a Star Wars podcast where we can actually have a book club and talk about those things. But being a fan of Star Wars Rebels and seeing and hearing Hera Syndulla in there, I can only be just as excited for the people that see the characters that they love in the books making their way to another platform. So that's cool.
Yeah. I love just having more of it tied together.
Yeah.
So that then you also can't just be like, well, it's not. We're going to take this out.
Yeah.
So, besides that, there's not too much related to this stream or anything that's going on with this. So, I think that's probably going to be all. Only other one, how about this, Plagueis? Who's going to be playing this one in VR, which I imagine is talking about the Star Wars?
I'm definitely going to be playing it with my flight stick.
Yeah.
I would play it with VR if I had VR. So
see, when
I'd
play the TIE Fighter, the TIE Fighter has kind of like two sticks.
That's true.
And then sometimes you twist that thing, you know? So, what's the other one of those?
Well, but, so I played like Elite Dangerous and Evocron Mercenary.
Yeah.
And like those are pretty complex like space sims. So you've got to have like the mouse, you've got to have the flight stick, and you've got to have the keyboard. Because there's just like too much stuff going on that you have to be able to handle. So I doubt that this will be to that level.
I played Star Wars Rebel Assault 2 with a flight stick, like a little joystick. Mm-hmm. And I loved that game. It had live action cutscenes. It was awesome. I had the Phantom Fighter, which is like an invisible TIE Fighter.
Any Star Wars game I've played with controllers except for Battlefront 2. Yeah. I've played on keyboard and mouse. But I did play Ace Combat.
Gotcha.
And I did it on a controller, and then I got a flight stick and did it with a flight stick from then on, which was fun to do. So I'd be fine with doing it either way, either with a flight stick or controller, but probably not a keyboard and mouse, because I feel like that was harder in Battlefront to do.
Yeah.
But I would love to do it in VR. I just don't know. We'll see.
Gotcha.
I did Resident Evil 7 in VR. Messed around with that a little bit, and that was fun.
I've only done Keep Talking in VR.
Really?
No one explodes. Yeah.
I've been wanting to get... There's the newest Ace Combat has VR.
Ace Combat 7?
Like, VR missions on
PS4. I've heard they're incredible, too.
I heard they're great, but I haven't gotten it yet to be able to try those out yet, so... I thought about getting it at one point, but I was going to get it on PC, and I'm like, no, I really want to get it on PS4 so I can try to play it on the VR we have at the studio. So that's on my list at some point. But
Aaron's played Ace Combat 4, 5, and 6.
Wasn't there like a 0 in there or something too?
Yeah, maybe.
4 I know I played. 5 I played.
I played 4 and 5.
I want to say there was a 0 or something, some kind of prequel in there. But yeah, I've played at least 3 of them.
So we'll be streaming tomorrow as well at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do we know what we're playing? Did we decide? Or is it a surprise? Sponsored by Manscaped.
Surprise. Sponsored by Manscaped.
Sure. There we go.
You got to tune in to see what he has on his belly tomorrow.
I can't add to it. I can only take away. What can I make him into next time?
All right. Is that going to be the stream?
I think it's going to be it, guys. Right. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. If you guys are interested, make sure you guys tweet if there's other things coming out that you guys want to see us cover. I know people said that there's a Microsoft one coming out next month.
Okay.
There might be I think it's a Pokemon or Nintendo one next week, maybe. So
interesting.
Let us know about that. Maybe tweet us and remind us information on it so we can make sure we don't miss it. I'll try to look it up, too.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.